The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleha HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
A guy was standing at a stop sign, and somebody rear-ended him. And fine, so they got out of the cars, they dusted themselves off, and they looked, the bumper was broken. Okay, so it's not kedai to go to insurance for a bumper, so the guy said, I'll pay you, fine. And the person went and got a quote for the bumper. The person that got the quote from said it would be $400. So he pulled him up, $400, fine, very good. Then he started driving the car. They started hearing all kinds of noises and kailos of rakam. And finally, they keep driving it for like 2 weeks. And then the noises are getting worse and worse. They take it to the mechanic. It turns out that there's a whole piece in the rear of the car. The rear differential was broken. And it cost $2,000 to fix. So they call up the person. They say, I want $2,000. He said, you're going to pay me. The guy said, I mean, I didn't have in mind $2,000. It's not what I had in mind in the first place. They embezzled in the guy's tining. First of all, who said that it happened from the accident? Maybe your rear differential was tamazai, geisus. And punk, it started making noise right after the accident. He says, another tiny is that maybe it happened from the accident, but maybe you kept on driving with it for 2 weeks. Maybe you killed it. Maybe you would have been able to fix it for a lot less. That was the two tinies, the guy said. So the first tiny is a crazy tiny. There's a pelvic flaw. The Gemara says that, how do we know we go bust a roiv? Because the Gemara says, you kill somebody, you chayav misa, right? Maybe the place that you killed him, there was a nekev already. He's a treifa, right? So the Gemara says, right, you go bust a roiv, fine. Saflah says that, mom and we don't go bust a roiv. Saflah, what's the Torah says that, maki behemi shalmeno, right? Maybe the place that you killed the behemoth, there was a nekev over there already, right? And that's why he died, so you don't go bus a roiv. Saflah answers that in a chanam you don't go bus a roiv by mammon, but that's only when the whole thing starts off by mammon. But over here, you already paskin with roiv that the animal's not a treif. It was the gear for a lot of other things, right? To know if the animal's a treif or not. So Mela, you already paskin with roiv that the animal's not a treif, so Mela, you could use that psak for mammon also. You can use the roiv for mammon. So that doesn't apply to the car, right? Because you never had to paskin on the car whether or not the rear differential was broken. If I had animals in the gay, you have to know if the animal's a treif if you could drink its milk. So maisa, l'chayr is not a tainer from that flaw, because over here, it's a lot better. You have also, besides for the roiv, you have a chazak. The car wasn't built with the problem of a rear differential broken, right? It was built fine. And later on it broke, so you have a chazak also. Buy a treifa, you don't have a chazak, because the Rishonim say that any chazak that wasn't a zbar b'shait is not a chazak. So when an animal is born, you don't know, maybe it's a treifa taka. Now that it lives for a year, now you know that for sure a year ago it wasn't a treifa. But it wasn't a zbar b'shait, this was you don't have a chazak. But by a car, you know when it was created, when it was made, right, it came over, rolled off the belt, you know that they hopefully did it right. So, so l'cher, now you have a chazaka and a roif. So l'cher, you can make mom with a chazaka and a roif. But the taina is, ain't a chanami, it didn't happen before, but maybe it happened after the accident. Maybe you got into an accident, fine, you banged the bumper. And then, punk, a week later, when you started driving the car, they like waited a little bit to drive the car. So maybe then something happened to the rear differential. What? Because chazaka says it happened later, right? I hear. So you're saying the chazaka says that it didn't happen stamazoi, right?
Yes.
Oh, so this is very right, right? Because we say, found where the gonna kudas akasif. He talks about a case where somebody, Gemara talks of suffin. Let's say a pile of rocks falls on somebody, and you're trying to take the rocks off to save the guy, right? And you take off all the rocks, and it turns out he's dead, right? And it's Erev Pesach. So could the guy taking off the rocks, now, what they had done was, they had brought a Karban Pesach for the guy who was taking off the rocks. They already shechted a Karban Pesach for him. They counted him on a Karban Pesach, they shechted a Pesach for him. So do we say that he was for sure Tameh already by the time they shechted the Karban Pesach?
Or do we say maybe he died later, and Mamela he can't bring a Pesach Sheni? Or we say no, that for sure the guy was dead already from before, and he can bring a Pesach Sheni. So usually when you have a Shaila when something happened, you say the Chazaka Meikara says it happened as late as possible. He died as close to the time of finding it as possible. So the Shach says here you won't say it, because since you have a Klara thing that happened, a Gal fell on him, right? So the Chazaka will tell us to say that it happened when the pile of rocks fell on him, when the Gal fell on him. Right, Chazaka Meikara says it didn't happen by itself. Chazaka the Hasha says, there's Chazaka Meikara and Chazaka the Hasha fighting each other. So we'll say, well, the best time to be toiled this Meisen is the time that the pile of rocks fell on him. So Mela will say for sure happened then. So Mela will say the same thing over here. You should have a Chazaka to say that this damage happened by the accident. Now, Lamaisa, the fact that there was noise afterwards is also a thing. And we found another Zach that there's a Chuvas Rosh that talks about if a guy borrows a behemoth and he overworks the behemoth, and then 8 days after he gives it back, it dies. So Chuvas Rosh says that there's a Zaychacha Gedoyla that it happened Mikoyach, the fact that he overworked it, and Mela is Mechuyev to pay. So L'chaira, it's the Kalshke in this case, you should have to pay. It's not such a clear right from the Chuvas Rosh, because he's talking about a Shomer. Maybe a Shomer is worse, because a Shomer has to do a Hashava on the animal. You have to know. But so L'maisa, in the first Shaila, you can be Mechayev, and anyways, we spoke to the mechanic, and the mechanic said that by him it's 100% clear that it happened because of the accident. He could tell from the way the cracks were situated, the fresh cracks on the thing, and it couldn't have happened any other way, whatever. So there's a Erechot also to be Mechayev, and Mele L'chayra, there's no Shaila that the damage happened at the accident. The Shaila is the other thing, L'chayra, the guy is right. Because maybe Taka, by driving it more, you made the damage worse, right? That's the Shaila. So they heard noises, and there's a few pshias over here, a few things they did wrong. First of all, they took it to instead of taking the car, the bumper, to be fixed by a body shop, they took it to a very yeshiva shagoy, like the guy with the backyard with the, like the people that have piles of junk in their backyard, and he had found the bumper in his backyard and he just put it on. So the guy was tightening. If you would have taken it to a normal place, they gave you $400 to get it fixed by a normal person. That's a normal price for it. If you would have gotten it fixed normally, the guy would have taken one look and would have seen that everything is, smashed up underneath. The spare tire was against and smashed up. So he would have capped right away that there's a problem over here and you wouldn't have driven it anymore. And also,
you would have to replace the piece anyway.
Yeah, but it wasn't the whole piece. The mechanic said that he had a big suffix of, how much was broken at the time of the impact. It could be it was just like one piece that cost like $900, not the whole $2,000. And then later on, you drive with it, the whole thing got messed up. That was a Shaila. Okay, so there's against the sugya of Shaila was, the Gemara says that if an animal is mazik another animal, and then, the nizik gets abgeschwacht before the amad b'din. So the Gemara says, you have to pay for it. Why? Because kind of the turach kvir bay, the horn of your animal is buried in it.
It's only if it's
lola, exactly, right, murduk. So Taizah says that the Gemara says that if it's dead and it goes down in price, that the mazik doesn't have to pay. So Taiz says the pshat is because if it's dead already, why didn't you sell it? It's a pshia, you didn't sell it. So you see from Taiz's klar that if you pshia, l'chayr, the mazik doesn't have to pay. And also you see in that sugi itself, in that gemara that says if you mazik it, that you have to pay for the future kasha happens. The gemara says that if the guy uses the animal and works, and uses the animal to work for him, so the gemara says mafurish that what? The gemara says that you don't have to pay. Because of Shia, the Gemara says, at Makrishus Vanoya Hivna, you're going to use up your animal, much of the ice, and I'm going to have to keep giving money. So, it's clear in this case that, the Chal Pach is because of Amitz Mechavel Varai. We don't know what happened at the time of the accident. It should be clear that the guy shouldn't have to pay for this hazak that happened later on. Chayra.
The fact that they both agreed it's the bumper and it said 200 or whatever doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, because, l'chayr, it's because they didn't realize how extensive the damage was.
Both of them, he said, I didn't realize. If I would have realized that, I wouldn't have told you just to pay for the bumper. I would have told you to pay for the rear differential. If I would have known, I would have told my insurance.
Yeah, but they did come back in time for them to be able to make an insurance claim. The truth is, even now, they can make an insurance claim. So that's what we told. We told them they should make an insurance claim, and if it doesn't work, then they have to give $1,000, half of the thing, the amount of the first initial hezek. $900 plus a drop, you know. But so Shaila is, he's saying that, what are you tying in? He's tying that they agreed to be Michael. So they didn't agree because they didn't realize what the hezek was, right? The pshat is, you were mafs at me, but you weren't, because at that time, they for sure could have made an insurance claim. It was just like 2 or 3 weeks after the accident. You could still get a police report, you could still work everything out and, you know, and get all the money. And he, the mazik was schlepping around. He didn't know what he said, mechatesa, you know, started speaking to Rabbonim, who told him that he doesn't have to pay anything. We obviously didn't call the mechanic or find out anything about what was going on. But that was the story with that. Fine, I should say another case. I don't want to hear another. Shaila Zazoy. Somebody, this Shaila, Imamish don't have, I wasn't able to figure out what the halacha should be. It was a very interesting thing. It was a fight over $100. But, you know, Dayanim were going at it, ripping each other to pieces. The shaila was as like, somebody ordered, in February, somebody put an order for t-shirts for camp. $3,500 order of t-shirts. And every t-shirt is going to say names, and fashidens, the bunks, and all kinds of kosher vizachin they have to say. And then the manufacturer was a Lakewood company, some younger man's wife, that has a factory in China, that produces these t-shirts for like a week, and then the factory goes over to somebody else. So nice. Fine, so they put an order, and they said it's going to, the manufacturer said it's going to be delivered, you know, like 10 days before the beginning of camp. Camp was starting on the 24th, I think, of June, and it was supposed to come in on the 15th, 9 days before, something like that. Then Lamais, a week before it was supposed to arrive, they emailed the camp owner, manager, whatever, that it's delayed, it's going to come in 4 days before camp. Lamais, that also didn't happen. It came in the first day of camp, near the end of the day. For some reason, nobody answered the doorbell. Nobody knows why. But the UPS says they, whichever company it was, I think it was UPS, says they, on their website, they tried to deliver it, and nobody was there, so they didn't want to leave all these boxes in the streets, so maybe they took it to their holding station. The camp tried the whole night to get a hold of it from the holding station, because the next day was a big trip, and the trip is very wichtig for the camp. They have the t-shirts, because they want to be able to find all the kids. What? Yeah, because they try to make it very geschmack in the beginning. That way the kids will be excited in the beginning. The beginning and the end, they make very geschmack. Because she want to come back. So nice. So what happened? So they couldn't get a hold of it. And then the next day, after they started the trip, the t-shirts came in. And the camp is timing. There's 8 trips in the summer. Where the only reason we order these t-shirts in the first place is for the trips. So you want to be able to take off 1/8 of the price. What? No, so right. So that's the $350. The mice, they were more than $300. I mean, whatever. It was a good $500. But they made a pshara. The supplier agreed to take off $250. The seller agreed to pay up till $350. So the fight was $150. And the seller said that, the camp said that the reason that they don't want to make a pshara anymore is because they spoke to their rav. It was a moised camp. It was a camp owned by a moised. They spoke to rav. They said you cannot be mafasher with the money of the camp. So we actually found Somebody says, somebody from the Bezna Munsi, he writes in a sefer that Fakir, the Moisid is like has din of a Talmud Chacham, they have to act of Nim Meshur Sadin. So that tiny lechir was off. But so now this is a very, very Yisoid is like a general shaila, very, very important shaila to know. Let's say somebody orders something and it comes in a way that you don't get as much Ashtamshus out of it as you would have. So could the seller taina take it or leave it? Now, especially in this case where the camp used it before they started fighting and haggling about the price. They already used the thing. So normally if you buy something and you find a mum, right? And then you use it, you're meichel the mum. So you can't come with the taina of mekartos after you already used it, because what gave you a right to use it after you found the mum? Well, the taina against that is, though, that there's a pisrei tshuva that has a case where a guy bought a horse, and they rode out into the wilderness, into a midbar somewhere, Then they found the mum. He was schlepping a whole carriage full of schera. They found the mum, and the guy rode. He used to get back. So the guy says, "What do you mean you use it? You might call the mum." So Pesach Chuva says it doesn't make any sense to say that. What should a guy do? He should stop there in the middle of the road and schlep back everything with his hands. So the question is how far you take this heter. Like some dayanim say they don't understand this heter. Chayra, my sister Gazlin. Let's say I'm in the middle of the desert, right? And I have a big load. My sus dies, right? And I see somebody else's sus. Am I allowed to take his sus? Because it's hard for me to
shlep.
Oh, so that's what you want to do. Chayra is no shaykhus. See, the guy sent me up. Yeah, so Batsim you could say is omdin. I never would have wanted to buy it for that amount of money. I would have got him from somebody else, right? It could be this omdin to mevatel the original mecca. Technically, the camp could now say, "I don't want it. Take it back." Maybe that's what some people want to tie. I don't think that's true either. I don't think the camp could send it back.
Why is it the supplies for?
They didn't do anything wrong. You're right. They didn't do anything wrong. But Lamaisa, the problem is on their end, right? They didn't deliver the goods when they were supposed to. You're right. There's no Kenyan. You're right. The truth is, there's no Kenyan over here at all. There's no Kenyan. Nothing happened. It's just a promise to buy. It's a promise to sell, right? So technically, nothing happened until it came. The question is, now that you took it, do you have to pay the agreed upon price that you agreed upon originally, or could you now start making cheshbonis and saying you didn't get as much hanoah out of it as you wanted to? You know.
When it came, with one time.
That's another taina, right? These are all. But from the other side, the camp kataina, I wanted to get it a week ahead of time. He's supposed to bring it to me a week ahead of time, right? Why did I want to do that? Because I know these kind of things come up, right? I want to make sure that if I'm not there to answer the door, I'll be able to get it the next day. You know what I'm saying? You have to know how strong the taina is.
And there's no way you can say that the
China people, you know what I'm saying? They have nuclear bombs, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to start up with them.
No, it looks like
that's a good time.
I don't know. The work that was taken back.
Oh. Let's say I have a company, right, and my I hire Spanish guys to do something, right, and to build your house for you, and or to do some kind of paint your house, right? And when they're painting the house, they knock down a wall, right? So some people want to tie in. Oh, the guy is potter or whatever. I mean, it's not my fault. The guy did the hazak. What does that have to do with me? Pashtus, the Gemara says Mefurish, Mamash Mefurish Gemara. My Rabbi Jay's brother wrote this raya. Rabbi Goynusay Mefurish Gemara Pashtus that you are mechuyev for the actions of your worker. I found different tshuvas that say like that also. So Chayrus, yes, Chayrus, the supplier. It is to a certain extent the supplier's problem. The supplier was not peshay in this case, so it's not so pashut to be mechayev. So, but Lamaisa, it's very not clear what you do in such a kind of case, and it's very negay in more serious cases. Let's say you know a guy, a seller, promises to deliver something. He knows that the buyer needs it on that day, right? Let's say if he needs something for a chasana, right? Flowers for a chasana, right? So the seller comes with half of the flowers and says, "Take it or leave it." The day of the chasana, you have no choice, right? Does the seller have that option of saying take it or leave it when it's a dover or avud? Well, your mom is up against the wall, right? Well, could the buyer say, Lamaisa, right now I have no choice. You're mechuyev to sell it to me because it's a dover avud, and you're not giving me everything you promised me, so maybe I could take off something from the price. So I feel very strongly that you could take something off of the price, but I have no idea why. I don't have any good makar for such as ach. And there's no klar raya for karet because all the cases it talks about in Mekach Tov is not talking about such a case where it's davar avod. The whole din of davar avod it says by poilim. It doesn't say it by Mekach Tov. So I don't have any raya to shtaltzu the din of davar avod to Mekach and then to say that you could force the guy to sell something at a price which was not, you know, to start engineering new prices over here. Arbitrarily creating new prices, it's a modern azach, right? You're saying because you have less hanoah here. I mean, who said that it's kedai for the seller to sell it to you at such a price? In our case, it's a little bit better because the seller has nothing to do with the shirts. What's he going to do with them? He'll have to take them, ship them all the way back, try to reprint over the backs of the shirts. It's kamat not shayich for the seller to taina that I'm taking a loss by taking off a few $100, but still not clear that the buyer will be right. I'm sure no. What Allah will be in this case. At the end of the day, The other dayonim, anyways, were not masking to what I felt so strongly about, and I was outvoted, and they ended up doing the 250 that the seller already agreed to.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.